No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
This is the best of North State Now.
Welcome to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. We're going to have a wonderful show today. We are joined here in the studio with the board members for the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. And this fund is really dear to my heart just because of everything that's been going on here in the North State with the fires that we have. But this fund has actually been started a long time ago by a group of individuals who got together to make a difference in the community by helping their brothers and sisters in the firefighting community and their families. And of course, it's expanded into community members as well, who really just maybe for whatever reason has had something tragic happen or a great need come about. And this group of individuals came together to say, you know, we could do something. You know, we're powerful as one, but as a group, we're even more powerful. So joining us this morning is Brandon Lanning. He is the chair of this nonprofit. And then we have Alyssa Hagerman, and she is the secretary. And with us is Nick Ciapponi, and he is the one of the recipients of the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. And so today, if you're just now joining in, I'm Michelle Slade. I am the host of the show, and this show is really inspired and brought to you through all the acts of kindness that happened during the car fire. Nonprofits are dear to my heart in general, and people just making a difference and doing going above and beyond are also passion projects of mine. And so when all of that was happening and all the stories were coming out about just everyday people making a difference in our community by doing random acts of kindness, we're like, we need to have a show about this. We really need to shine a spotlight on these everyday heroes, these unsung heroes, these people who wouldn't naturally come and say, hey, look what I did, but we're seeking them out. And so if you know someone who fits that, we would love to hear from you. Please go to My Umbrella Marketing and send a message, and we would be happy to look at individuals in the community that we could interview in the future. But today I want to go ahead and get started. Let's go ahead and talk with Brandon a little bit. Brandon, as the chair of this amazing fund, I know maybe you could tell us the heart and how it got started.
So, back in early months of last year, 2018, we officially came together in April, I think, is when the exact date Alyssa has. But in April of 2018 is when we put this together with a core group of people, and it was sort of just done on a whim. The Shasta Trinity unit, Cal Fire unit, actually, and that's who employs us, which we are not, you know, technically affiliated with this group, but a lot of us are employed by them, and we've had sort of some different funds and different ways of raising money throughout the years, and it's always you know, came to a point where we haven't had, it hasn't worked percent for us. It was not a nonprofit, so there was some money issues and things like that about how to raise money and then give it back out. So we sort of came together. We actually had one of our chief officers, and he's a liaison on our group, Felix Bervina, and he was familiar with Tehama counties and Butte counties, Burnham Benevolent Fund. So he had us get together, and we sort of had to do it really fast. We actually had some incidents or events happen to us that some employees needed assistance, and we'll get into what actually we do in a second. But we came about and came together, volunteered our time, sort of stepped up. It's a great thing. We all know the importance of it, and you're right, it is behind the scenes. It is for not only Cal Fire, firefighters in the local area, but the City of Redding Fire Department, and any district fire departments, if it's Shasta Lake City, Anderson, Bernie, any that reside in Shasta County. That's why we kept it pretty broad with Shasta firefighters, just the name, and then volunteers as well with Shasta County Fire Department. We've assisted them as well. So anybody out there that that is in, you know, the fire service here in the Shasta area, including the federal agencies being BLM or the United States Forest Service or whatever, we sort of you know, have put it out there that if we can assist any of them, we look at one and the same, doesn't matter of which agency you work for. So, you know, we're trying. It's new. It's been since April, and we'll see where it goes. But we hope that it's going to be here a while. And like I said, as the show goes on, I'm sure we'll talk about
right.
that.
Yeah, no, that's good. So, Brandon, when you're looking at who would be a recipient, how do you go about that? How does that one individual come to the forefront, to the top of your mind?
So, you know, usually the request comes to us from a standpoint of another employee or another agency lets one of us know that an event has happened. When we say an event, we're talking about we have bylaws that are stated that it's sort of catastrophic event that's a mishap unknown. There's an illness or something happens and somebody that is in the fire service needs assistance. So how that comes about to us, many different ways. There's seven of us that actually sit on the board, and usually it's by word of mouth. So, or they get a hold of us, and we're trying to get the word out there. Of course, as it spreads and things like that, there's a lot of people will come to our chief officers or Felix. He is our liaison person that a lot of requests come through him. But any of us can do that if it's, you know, we have part of the board that works in our front office and works in the different fire stations spread throughout our unit or our county is what we call it. We just call it a unit because it's two counties put together. But those requests come in, and then we just evaluate it as the board, you know, get together if it's in a meeting or realistically because of our you know, we're spread out all over the time. It's just done by some modern ways of communicating, and we use those apps and things like that to make sure that we vote and approve it. And then there's some you know, ways that we can look at how much or whatever how we are helping that individual. So it's done pretty fast, and we try to get the turnaround and assist the people as fast as we can. Mm-hmm. So
it's not necessarily, if I'm just correct me if I'm wrong. So you're not necessarily looking for someone to be, they're not requesting funds. There's no form they're filling out. There's no criteria necessarily of how serious or how it's really the group of you are coming together. It's from the heart. It's for the greater need. So it's the need that's presenting itself at the time.
Yeah, Michelle, you know what? I think as the chairman of this, and I think we set forth some parameters early on, and we looked at, we know some things that have happened to our employees or to some individuals, and I think that we definitely we just left it very basic. Like, if you come to us with a request, I don't see a need to get into people's personal business. And like I said, later in the show, we'll hear from one. But I think that, you know, we get the general gist of it. You know, in the fire service, we're a pretty close-knit group as it is. So trusting, you know, of what they're doing. But as far as, you know, as people with illness and an event has happened or whatever, you know, we sort of took the stance of we're not here to get into why and what they need the money for. And yes, we do know what they end up using some of the money for because they tell us. But that's none of our when we receive it and get it out there, we're definitely you know, just open to whatever will help them. And you know, there could be, you know, a lot of requests, and I'll just be broad, but there's been people that have been ill and they have to go out of town and stay in hospitals and things like that. So they're receiving money for dinners, or if it's a hotel room, mm-hmm. that can help out, you know, and things like that, that we've done pretty good assisting. But that's pretty much, like I said, no, we don't get into, you know, what they're doing. I think that's people's private business. So,
and if I could just add on to that real quick, I would say about 85% of the people that receive contributions from us don't actually know that it's coming until it's handed to them.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a request made by another person within the department, and we use that person to then get that money to them.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We're also going to meet one of our recipients. We have Nick Ciapponi here in the studio, and he is going to tell us a little bit about his story and how the fund has benefited him as well. And so if you're just joining us, you are listening to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. And here in the studio with me today, we have our current board members who are starting up a nonprofit that is Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. And they also have a fundraiser that's coming up just around the corner, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that as well. And we're really just going to dive in and learn as much as we can about this amazing group of people who are our local heroes, who are all volunteers coming together to make a difference in the North State, because it's simply just the right thing to do. No one told them they had to do it. No one requested it from them. They just simply came together because they saw a need and they wanted to help and they wanted to feel it. So thank you all for being here. We're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle bubble wraps to sandblasted demurals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
This is the best of North State Now.
Welcome back to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and if you're just joining us, we have here in the studio with us today the board members from the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund, and it is an amazing organization doing great things, making a difference in our community for their friends, their families, their coworkers, their brothers and sisters in the firefighter community. And today we have with us, we're going to go back and talk a little bit with Alyssa Hagerman. Alyssa is the secretary of the on the board for this amazing nonprofit. And if you missed out at the beginning of the break, we're going to go ahead and pick back up. But we have one of the recipients here in the studio, and Alyssa is going to tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Yeah, so we had received word from one of our chiefs that one of our fellow firefighters, actually he's a fire captain, had a medical injury, and we were asked to if there was anything we could do. And so based off of what Brandon had explained earlier in our process of, like, we communicated, we discussed in regards to, you know, what did we want to do for him? Like, this is it's a serious injury. It's going to be, you know, spendy. And we discussed it, and we got a check together. And then we actually had, I believe it was Greg. Yeah, Greg Babcock, who is another board member. He's our co-chairman. He went to the hospital and delivered the check to the family. And so again, he had no idea that this was coming. And, I, from what I understand, from what we received back from, our co-chairman, was that he was actually really touched and blown away.
Yeah. There's a, Michelle, and I'll just speak to this real quick before Nick starts talking. But so this process, and when things have like this happen, is exactly why, and Nick's going to tell the story, but exactly why we're here and what happens. Unfortunately, and I'll be honest with you, is and Nick, again, we'll get into the story. I just saw Nick
the night before
on a fire, actually in the city of Reading, in the Cloverleaf of 44 and I-5, and it happens so fast that that we have to sort of put our professional stuff, you know, like as far as like our job and stuff. All of a sudden, we realize we're like, whoa, we're part of the Burnham Benevolent Fund, and we need to do something. And do it fast, and then the question comes to what and what are we going to do, and how do we go to that person and be like, hey, what do you need when they're you know,
right,
when they're having trouble? So I'm just saying it's a very fluent process, but, and you were going to hear the benefit of it, but I'm just saying, like, it's very at times it happens so fast, and we realize that, hey, this is probably one of the first few times that we knew that it hit close to home. And we were like, hey, we need to do something and get it out there and the benefit. We try as hard as we can to do it as fast as we can. It's just, you know, sometimes it's almost too fast. And we got to sort of pump the brakes on, you know, what we're trying to do and how we can assist somebody and things like that. So
right.
I'll let Nick tell a story. But I just wanted to say, you know, it happens quick, and
right.
And we never know who, and that's a big thing. And like I said, for those of us that are close with one another, sometimes it can be be closer than we think. So.
Well, and that I can understand that because you're looking at an immediate need when an immediate it's in the title. Yeah. It's an immediate need. It's something that you're not planning for.
Yeah.
You don't know it's coming on either side for your organization or the recipient. And so to be able to pull together, even though your day jobs are so highly demanding and stressful and you're all in different parts of your unit, as you were saying, with different roles, and to be able to stop what you're doing, focus on the immediate need, and make that amazing, generous donation that's going to literally help a family and change a life. So let's hear a little bit from Nick. So, Nick, you are a recipient. How long ago was your injury?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having us. It was June 19th.
Of 2018?
2018, yeah.
You're still in the healing process.
Yeah, I'm good. No long-term deficits. I was very lucky. It was I had a mild stroke. I was coming off shift that morning, and all of a sudden I noticed some issues. I didn't think much about it. Started headed home. Things developed. So I worked my way actually back to my eye doctor, and my eye doctor was like, hey, you're having a stroke. We need to go to the ER. So they brought me up to the ER, and I started that process. Luckily enough, I was in early enough to receive medication to help. So, but yeah, it was definitely interesting for me. I didn't expect that morning, as most people wouldn't. But yeah, so it was went through the process and just kind of figuring out, like Brandon and Alyssa were saying, you're not really thinking, you know, you're thinking about what's the next step while I'm here in the hospital. Luckily enough, knowing. Really in the fire department, like it's your fire family. Like if you need something, like they're all over you before you even, you know it. They're stacked up out in the waiting room. Like, hey, what do you need? What's going on? Where's the kids?
Yeah.
So, it was really cool. Couple days into it, Babcock showed up and had a donation for me, a financial donation, which is awesome. 'Cause we all know, medical stuff's expensive and it's even, you know, as Brandon said, it doesn't really matter. We know they're going to need something, or you know, as somebody. So here it is. Do with it what you will. We don't know, and it doesn't matter. But it is helpful,
right?
And it was extra, I'd say, touching to me because I've been a part of this department for a while, and we've talked about this. We've had this conversation of this developing for a solid 7-8 years, probably. And luckily enough, Brandon, Felix, Alyssa, you know, got some traction going and got it going. And I'd been hearing about it. We're busy. So it was awesome kind of on top of getting that when it showed up that I knew that they had, the machine was up and running. And that was really awesome for me.
So to be able to hear your colleagues and you're talking about this dream of being able to give back and to help.
And I got to be on the receiving end of it.
That's really touching, actually.
Yeah. And then knowing and seeing just how big it will be.
Right.
And this is going to be great.
The potential growth. And that's really where our community comes in.
Absolutely.
Because with, you know, you're a group of 7 on the board, I believe you said.
Yeah.
And you're a young nonprofit. I believe you're still in the process of getting your 501c3 licensing. So you're through that. You're just waiting for it to show up in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So operating as a nonprofit, having ran nonprofits on a development end, I understand what that takes. And so kudos to all of you for being able to pull that off. And how our community can help is and help people like Nick and Nick's family. And I think I heard you said you had one child at least. Do you have a couple
little?
Yeah,
I have three.
You have three.
Yeah, two boys and a girl.
So you can't see Nick, but Nick is a young man. He's got a young family. Definitely, I can see how you didn't wake up that day and think, gosh, today I think I'm going to have this catastrophic event happen that's going to affect probably your livelihood.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine being in a hospital thinking about your own health and how you're going to provide for your family moving on in the future. And then just out of nowhere shows up this amazing blessing in the form of money, which is how we live and survive.
Mm-hmm.
And to take at least some of that burden, some of that pressure off of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's remarkable.
I'll just say too, Michelle, that this is a, you know, a lot of the times, if we get hurt on the job, you know, we're taken care of and things like that. And then, you know, this extends to off of work also. And, you know, and that's the thing is the questions have came up, you know, they're like, well, obviously, you know, we have insurance. We work for a great department and things like that. That is for us. Now,
right.
Necessarily, you know, and like I said, we spread across, you know, the volunteers here in Shasta County and we don't know people's financial or you know, healthcare coverage or whatever that is. So in including, you know, other departments, like we said. So that's why we're here is to help with financial situations or whatever. For a long time, like Nick was saying, is that in this up here in the North State with us in Shasta is we didn't have a means to help financially. And so we would always run into these things of like limiting it to $200 or $250 or whatever it is. And then we didn't have that, you know, tax exempt thing. So, you know, it was hard to get the donations back to the people if
right.
we wanted to donate to them. So now we do. And it doesn't have a cap, of a small amount. We could actually make a difference and help some people out. And like I said, it's not just us. It's the department. We actually, with Cal Fire here in Shasta, we also work directly with or for, or some of us, and depending on their position, are the Shasta County Fire Department.
Right.
So, you know, it's and we work with, all the different district fire departments or the cities that are out there every day. So we're here to support them and help them when in a time of need, no different than Nick.
Right. And I'm thinking, Nick, with you, I can't imagine as being, you know, the sole support or maybe you have support of your financially, what that would feel like knowing that you have three young, pardon me, children to think about. And so you're laying in a hospital bed and you're thinking, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm just thinking how I would be
Absolutely.
Feeling.
Absolutely. This year has been slightly terrifying at certain aspects.
Yes. Yes, I can understand that. So when we're going to take a break in just a little bit, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about how the community can support this cause, can support people like Nick and Nick's family, and talk a little bit more about how you can have the best health insurance or no health insurance, but there's still expenses that are unforeseen that you're not even thinking about. And what a blessing it is to be able to be given a gift that you then have no ties to that how you can spend it. You can use it how it best benefits your family, how it best alleviates the stress for your family. So thank you for all of you again for being here. We are going to go to a commercial break. We'll be back shortly, and then we're going to have Felix Barbina join us, and we're going to hear a little bit more about public relations and community involvement. So we'll see you soon.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is the best of North State Now.
Welcome back to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. If you're just tuning in, I'm Michelle Slade. We are here in the studio talking with current board members and liaisons for Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. And it is a nonprofit that is giving back to the community, giving back to their own, making a difference in the lives of friends and family members, community members who have had catastrophic events of all different types. And they're... sole purpose is to raise funds so that they can help lift the burden off of someone who may otherwise not be able to financially care for themselves or just need a little extra help. We learned earlier in the program that there really is no tie on how you can spend the money. The fund itself is given to an identified individual so that they can then meet their basic needs to be able to start the healing process, which is pretty remarkable, and it's a great group of people here in the studio with us today. We're going to go ahead and talk a little bit with Felix Burbina. Felix is the liaison on the board, and he's going to share a little bit more about, we've got an upcoming golf tournament, and this is ways that the community can then contribute to make a difference. And we're going to talk a little bit more also with Nick and hear more of his journey and his healing and recovering. But for now, Felix, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about how the community can get involved.
So hello, my name is Felix Burbina, the liaison for the Shasta County Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. So as we said before, we do have a golf tournament coming up, which is in April. And how the community can get involved with this is support us with this event would be to sign up. It is April 27th to come in and support the event and have a good time, play golf, and have a nice dinner with us and then do some raffle items. The golf tournament is right now currently our sole income that comes in to help us, to help everyone in the community and our fellow brothers and sisters as we go through this.
So during the fight, so there's a lot of different ways I understand that the community can get involved. They can either join, make a team, and come in. And I think that deadline is the 16th to put together a team. But they can also make, if they don't golf, but they would love to help, you can donate if you're a business or an individual, raffle items, some prizes. And then there's also sponsorship opportunities, it looks like, where you can sponsor a hole.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. No. There's 18 holes out there, and sometimes we double them up for sponsorship if there's enough. But like I said, I mean, there's 18 holes. We usually have, somewhere between I'd say 120 to 150 people out there. There's four people per team, 18 holes, and then we can double each hole, so 36 teams of four. So whatever that comes to, but. But like Felix said, it's a great opportunity. People don't actually have to, go out there and golf. If they want to come just watch or come walk around, it's a great day. Usually the weather's nice, that time of year. Sometimes it's really hot, which, for April, it's normal up here. But we have a great time, play golf, and there's a dinner in the evening. But people are, like I said, we're looking for sponsorships for not only the hole, just donations of prizes for the raffle or donations in general to the Burn and Benevolent Fund. So, great day of golf. And that's solely, like right now, Felix said, it's our only, fundraiser that we do. We are looking towards others, later on, but the golf tournament's it and it's shortly approaching. So
it sounds like if you're out there and you're listening and you are inspired by what's happening with this nonprofit, the Burn and Benevolent Fund is going to make a direct impact on the lives of community members. And it could be your friend, it could be your neighbor, and it could be you. I mean, we all never know when that catastrophic event is going to happen. And so I would invite you personally, and I know our board would here that is joining us would like to invite you to please participate, because you're going to make a direct impact. 100% of the funds go directly to families who are affected. It is a complete volunteer board, if I understand correctly, Felix.
That is correct. We're all volunteering our time to make something better for the community and for our brothers and sisters in the fire department.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So let's go and talk with Nick a little bit more. So, Nick, you know, you shared a little bit about your story that one morning you woke up, you went to work. It was a normal everyday day in your mind. And then just out of nowhere, you had a stroke.
Yep. Yeah, I was on shift that night. I was coming off shift that morning to go home and enjoy my time with the family for a day before I went back. And I just noticed I was having some problems talking. I was trying to brief the crew coming off shift, and I didn't notice till I got on the road that I had some vision issues, but otherwise nothing else. Kind of weird gut instinct, called my wife, and I was like, hey, kind of jokingly, I'm like, hey, I think I'm having a stroke.
Oh.
And she's like, no, really? And I'm like, no, I think I'm getting a migraine. But that being said, for folks listening, you should pay attention to your bodies. They're, mm-hmm. you know, could be telling you something. So otherwise, I would have no reason to have a stroke. So, that was that morning, and then went up to the hospital, went through the process. And, you know, after the fact, like I said, I've been very lucky that it wasn't major. I don't have any major deficits, just a little tingling here and there. But otherwise, the department's been amazing for me, finding work for me to do. I'm able to stay busy, and that was hard during the summer in my backyard, my battalion, my people, my team out there, and having to sit the bench. I don't do that well, so that was super hard. But luckily enough, the department got me back in and doing some sort of work, so that was very great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it'll be good. We'll get over it. But like I said, I can't. I was shocked when they showed up. I knew the B&B had got going. But I didn't realize how well, and I'm excited that they took it and got it running, and it's going to benefit. It just happened to be that I'm in the department that the folks are volunteering out of, but it's not just for our folks. It's for our firefighters and, you know, whatever agency it is, because they are, when we're out on our team, we're all on the same team. And the word travels fast. It's real quick. So, you know, somebody gets hurt, somebody's sick, somebody's loved one in the house needs something and know it. And we get the word out fast, you know, everywhere from up to the, I mean, even more quick was not here. Get them a ticket. It's
be as simple as using, I mean, or if your family while treatment has decreased cases when an individual structure that you have a great thing was literally, it still looks to be able to listening to us, telling us his story, recover, amazing, showed up with less than any, I mean, that's awesome. Remarkable. You would like to get, please, okay, hold of you. Do we want to have
have an email. I can the address that, and for the 5136 tournament, email it's Shafter B. So it's Shafters.com and B.
Okay.
Letter.
A-N-C.
And it's Shafter and then B. And B again, add it goes to, that's probably.
Okay, fantastic. We're going to wrap up about the benevolent tuning in. I'm Michelle Slade, and your state of this will.
Bear Diner, Bear at Home. I'm right. One of a kind, sweet cakes, besides Hannah Patties Diner, because it comes with heat of happiness.
Personally, think right over four. I'm stroke with loads of you that I love, but more important, that's what more willing. Their transition get to them for any outside case. 7 days Saturday p.m. low internship patient, a spoonful of right over 4 years in restaurant and
Riverfront Play, Charles Dickens, Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through 1st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and a lesson just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd, 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
This is the best of North State Now.
You're listening. listening to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. If you're just tuning in, I'm Michelle Slade. I'm the host of the show here. You can catch Heroes of the North State the second Tuesday of every month right here on KCNR 1460 AM, now FM. And today we are really excited. I am excited because we have in the studio Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund board members. And we have been talking for the last hour about this amazing nonprofit that's giving back financially to those who have had catastrophic events, whether it be not necessarily burn related, because we have Nick here in the studio with us, and Nick had suffered a stroke, and he is looking amazing and on the other end of that. And in part, I'd like to think a little bit of that is because he was a recipient of this fund. They showed up at the hospital. They gave him a blessing in the way of a check that he then could turn around and use how he saw fit best for his family during his recovery process. So, Nick, thank you for coming back in the studio with us.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. We're going to go on over, and we're going to talk a little bit more with Felix. Felix is going to share with us some ways that you can get involved and what their goals and dreams are for growing this nonprofit.
So as of currently right now, we do have only one event for our B&B, which is an annual golf tournament at Saturday, April 27th, 2019 at Gold Hills Golf Course. We do have it's a four-person scramble. Entry fee is $90 per person. If you do want interest on that, we do have a P.O. box, golf tournament entry. The P.O. box is 994027, Redding, California, 96099-4027. Prizes are first, second, and third place. We give a hole-in-one to win $20,000, a long drive closest to the hole, 50-50 money, and then we have raffle items at the dinner. So currently what we've done is we've only been currently about 1 year. Come in April, we'll have been involved for – we started this up almost a year ago. Some of the goals that we have, like I said, this is to support our brothers and sisters in the fire department organization, also the community. One of the big things that we do is looking at giving back to the community for our sponsors that help us to make the success and able to have the funding to help folks in the catastrophic event need. So as we continue with this and move forward with this, the goal is to obviously do different events, whether it's a barbecue, some type of dinner, a crab feed, and then something with that. And involvement with the community is that is just come and buy your ticket, participate, have a good time, enjoy the raffle items, and support us. That's what we're looking at doing. There is other burn and benevolence out there that we are looking at that have done very successful for themselves, and that's where we want to be so we can help out more and have the fundings there so that we're definitely helping the community and our brothers and sisters out in the fire department. And that's just not for – that's up and down the state, and that could be out of state also, just depending on what happens and where it goes and who comes to asking for it.
So it sounds like you're really only as limited as the funds you have because there's a great need out there.
Absolutely, yes. That's the big thing. If the funds aren't there, then we're very limited to what we can do and for each individual. And right. It's a case-by-case with the scenario at hand, and then the board will look at it and see what we can do successfully and not, take all the money away from the account. That's why we have to look at other events that can bring, the events that can bring money in for us to help support us.
Right.
So we're not limited as much.
So as nonprofits go, I have an understanding that if you're listening and maybe you're not certain, this nonprofit, 100% of the funds are going right back into the community, making a direct impact with individuals and their families.
That's correct.
And when you're supporting not only the golf tournament, but you also could make a generous contribution. Just if the golf tournament maybe is not your thing, but you want to write a check and you want to be part of this amazing cause, I encourage you, and I know that the board does as well, and I'm sure Nick does being a recipient. You've got to know other brothers and sisters out there who have been impacted by these tragedies of any kind. So please get a hold of these guys. I think that you're going to be so happy that you did. It's a 501c3. So of course, check with your accountants to find out how it could be tax deductible. But we encourage you to just support those who are supporting us, putting their lives on the line every single day to make a difference and to keep us safe and keep our family safe, keep our community safe. We definitely have seen that over the last few months with all the fires that we've had that have impacted not only Shasta County, but all of our brother counties and sister counties around us. So this is just a great opportunity that you can really sow back into our firefighting community. And please add to that if you will. But let's talk about what's the goals. What are we hoping to do? Do you have a goal for this event? And then, of course, how would you like to grow over the course of time?
Well, I think our goal for the event is, you know, obviously we have to make some money that sort of has propelled us to where we're at right now. So, you know, if it's $10,000, $20,000 or something like that for right now is really on average is what we make for every year for this golf tournament. So, you know, obviously we'd like to get back there. You know, I think that we set forth for ourselves in a year's time, and Felix brought this up with others, to be sort of self-sufficient where we're at as far as and not worrying about money. I think right now in the early stages of it, to be honest, since April, we're constantly checking the bank account. And,
right.
You know, so and get working with our treasurer, Pat Buckner, to make sure that, you know, the funds are there when request comes in. Sometimes it's like a waterfall and we're like, oh, my gosh, there's a bunch here. And what are we going to do? And we really got to look at it. So realistically, you know, by the end of the year, yes, we have a dollar value of or a dollar amount that we're looking at. And I think that if we can get ourselves somewhere similar to the other B&Bs throughout the state where it's about $80,000 to $100,000, okay, then that would take the pressure off of us. But that's going to – and we know that it's going to take work. And that's
right.
What we're all in. We're all running – you know, we're willing to do this. The people that, you know, like Nick sitting across from us, all we ask from people is to help us fundraise and help us do these things. Nick being a recipient of it and, of course, is been great. So all we're saying is please, for those of us that are in the fire service, help us out in any way possible. But
yeah,
that's sort of a goal where we're at. I think Felix will talk a little
and
bit.
And I think one of the big goals is for all of us here that's been involved with this and our supporters is, number one, is to be able to have that sufficient funding to where we don't have to tell people no.
Yes.
And that's one of the big things. And when I came on the board a year ago and I told these folks, I was involved with the Tehama firefighter, Vernon Benevolent, down in Tehama. I told them when I came in, I said, my goal in 3 years is to have do an event that's going to make $100,000 or plus.
Yeah.
And then that gives us a little latitude. But the biggest goal is to not turn anybody away, you know. So that's the 3 year plan of what we're looking at. As time goes on, we'll get there. It's just going to take time. It's baby steps.
Right. So are you, you're able to take corporate donations, I imagine. So if you're a business or a corporation and you want to really give back to the firefighters here in our local community.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's more, you know, with our sponsorships and things that we're looking at that we're trying as hard as we can to get, you know, to be honest, we're only limited to, you know, with this, where this fund started was us firefighters in a small community donating to ourselves. It
right.
can only get so much there. So we're trying, we're asking, you know, and saying, hey, you know, if you're willing to, we know that there's a lot of things out there and that are need money donated to. And it's probably why you didn't hear a lot about us, you know, in the future, but, or should I say in the future, in the past, because there's other events such as the car fire, and we don't want to take the importance off of the community and what their needs are and things like that.
Right.
So, you know, we're sort of behind the scenes, but we're there. We do a bunch of things, and we'll try to do the best we can.
Well, you know, and that's exactly why you're on the show, because you are the unsung heroes. You're the ones that aren't out toting your own successes or, you know, accomplishments. You're here because you're just a group of people who are doing the right thing, making a difference. You're rising above and beyond. You're a very humble group, which is wonderful to get to talk and meet all of you. And I love how your heart is really into just protecting your own, protecting your family, and ultimately protecting our community. If this isn't a cause to get behind, I don't know what is, to be really honest. So if you're just tuning in and you're listening, it is North State Now, Heroes of the North State, and I am Michelle Slade. Today in the studio, we've had the pleasure of meeting the board of directors for the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. And we're talking about their upcoming golf tournament that's going to be happening in April on the 27th at Gold Hills. But we're also talking about what a difference this group makes in the North State by becoming North State heroes and giving back through financial contributions to those who have had catastrophic events, tragic events of any kind. And so we would encourage you to support this group. Please visit them on Facebook. Check out their go ahead, Brandon, tell that website one more time or that email.
Yeah, it's Shasta Firefighters B&B. So it's all one word, Shasta Firefighters B and then the word and B at gmail.com.
So today and, we have, oh, I'm so
and
sorry.
And then we do have Facebook, and it's just the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund. You can look it up. And
yeah, please and like that page. All of this is in its infancy stages, but our goal is to help you as a community to grow. If you have a dollar to give or $10,000 to give, it all adds up. So please make a contribution. Brandon Lanning is the chairman. Thank you so much for joining us. We had Alyssa Hagerman, secretary. She spoke a little bit earlier. Thank you for joining us. And then Felix, we've heard from him, Barbina more recently. He is the liaison of the group. And then, of course, Nick Ciapponi, he is a recipient. Thank you so much, Nick, for sharing your story and your journey with us. And I'm Michelle Slade. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us, because this show is really here to celebrate our unsung heroes, and we are excited to be able to come to you every second Tuesday of the month. You can tune in at 6 o'clock right after the news. So more of this. We'll see you next month. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Center. Your life, your health, your choice.